Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good afternoon, Adam.
Chris.
With regards to the big passing plays being allowed, is there a common denominator in why that's happening so frequently against three opponents over 3 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously happened the week before at the end of the game, and then, you know, happened in the second series, and, you know, there's something that we're trying to address. You know, it's been a couple different individuals when it's happened. Usually you can bring it back to technique. You can bring it back to just execution at the top of the route or at the line of scrimmage. So, I mean, we're coaching it. You know, there's a lot of things that go into just trying to make sure you're taking away the things that the offense is trying to do. But obviously running straight lines towards the end zone and catching the football is something that we're trying to take away. You know, so, you know, there's different ways you can go about it. You know, we got guys up in tight coverage, and we got to use that to our advantage, not our disadvantage. You know, and there's sometimes that it's really, really helped us. There's sometimes that obviously it's hurt us. So, you know, not allowing big plays is obviously a big deal to us. You know, I think if we can make them snap the football, you know, I think we've been creating some pressure and getting them some longer down and distances. But we gotta create that by doing a better job on the perimeter for sure.
On the first long pass, should there be safety help, or is that pretty much just the corner's got to handle it himself?
Well, sometimes there's going to be a safety more locked into one. Sometimes he's going to be more locked into the middle of the field. Sometimes he'll be more locked into matching a different route. You know, so, I mean, there's all, you know, on each play, it's not always, well, that's just what it is. It's one guy. It's, you know what I mean? But on outside verticals, you know, there's a lot of times that, you know, it is about getting the leverage back to help. And sometimes it's about just knowing maybe your help's the sideline and making sure that you're using it and getting your body in that position to do it. So, you know, just specifically to that one play, I mean, it's, you know, we gave up a super clean release. We kind of tried to stem around a little bit with the corner late in his positioning, not something that we want him to do, but he jumped to a leverage, and next thing you know, the guy took off on him, and he played in catch-up mode for the play. So, not good.
Adam, to follow up on some of the coverage breakdowns, is this stuff that's they're executing it in practice, but then it's not translating to games? And if so, I guess what can you do, whether that's personnel changes or something, to try to address why it's not transferring over?
Yeah, I mean, as far as personnel, you know, we've gone into it. We've rolled four corners. You know, we've played a good amount of bodies there. You know, in practice, you know, we go one-on-ones every day against our wideouts. We go against our scout guys, you know, and we play the same coverages and work at it. We work top of the route drills. We work line of scrimmage releases. We do that stuff every day. And, you know, why does it happen on game day? You know, it just lapse in technique, lapse in finish. And so as the person that calls defense, you know, you take all things into accord. You know what I mean? You know, what are you getting out of the techniques that you're playing? You know, where's the good things, right? And sometimes the good things don't always show up, but the bad things show up big. And so, you know, it's my job to look at the entirety and say, okay, are we asking these guys to do too much? Are we asking them, are we putting them in a position that they can't execute, you know? But the reason why we do it is because we do it and we practice it, we drill it, and we feel good about it going into the game. And in hindsight, when you look at it, and if that's an issue, then it's something that needs to be addressed. Even if it's not showing up in practice, it's showing up on Saturday. So, you know, you're trying to make sure that there's all pieces to the puzzle, right? And so you change one thing, it changes something else. But at the end of the day, our job is to keep them out of the end zone. And if there's a play that's showing up to get them in the end zone, then we got to address it. And we got to address it with everything it takes.
The defense was put in some tough situations with all the turnovers and quick possessions. How did you feel like they handled that? And did it last throughout the game, or was there it seemed like they were hanging, you know, giving the team a chance to hang around for a while, but after a while, did they just wear down, do you think? Or how did you evaluate the effort overall?
Well, I mean, after a while, I mean, actually, most of the points were given up in the first half, you know. So, you know, I think, you know, I think they fought throughout the game. You know, are there situations? Listen, I'm on the sideline. They say defense is up. Sometimes I don't know if we punt the football, if we've, however it all plays out, like we got to take the field, you know. And then, you know, I right away, where's the ball spotted? And you're going to call defense based on where it's spotted and kind of whether it was sudden change or however it all played. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we don't want to give up all those short fields, but I thought, you know, for the most part, statistically with the number of points we gave up for the amount of times we had sudden change, it was a success. But at the end of the day, we gave up 35 points and we lost the football game. So, you know, between me and the guys in the room yesterday, you know, I try to be as real as I can with them. And, you know, anytime you got to take the field after a, you know, roughing the punter or, you know, an interception. I mean, it's always a challenging situation, but, you know, those sudden changes are what creates you. And I do think, you know, we did a solid job based on the situation of fighting and trying to limit what could be, take things from bad to worse, you know. So I think we went out there and, you know, I thought our guys had the right mindset, you know, towards taking the field on some short fields, but that's what you got to do on defense. You know, it doesn't matter where the ball is. It gets spotted, it's going to be a P-10, and you got to go out there and stop them and limit the points. And, you know, from a point standpoint on the sudden changes, yes, I was, you know, excited about them and the effort they gave us in those situations.
We'll come to the left side to Jared.
Coach, there were third down conversions were a little higher probably than you wanted. And particularly like third and five or six, it seemed to me. I'm not sure if that's correct, but can you comment on that and what maybe you can do?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you're winning probably 7 out of 10 snaps on third down, you know, and obviously you get a greater increase of winning on the third and longers than you do on the mediums or shorts. But, you know, we had a PI on one of them, you know, and I can go down all of them, but, you know, I think we're rushing the quarterback well. You know, we're creating some pressure. There were a couple leverage routes that we gave up that, you know, they do a nice job. We got to do a better job, you know, as far as just trusting our leverages. And if they're going to run routes outside of that, then, you know, we've got to be able to rally to them. But, you know, we're constantly, like, third downs in emphasis. If you're out of practice, it's something we work on a lot, and it's something we're going to continue to work on a lot. I think we've made great strides in our rush, in our ability to get to the quarterback. But success is coverage and rush working together. And we're going to play to our strength of our rush right now and make sure that our coverage is in the right spot and, you know, be able to get off the field better on those third downs. And, you know, Jerry, I don't know if the mediums were as much an issue, but, you know, we were at, I think we finished at 45%, 46%. We want to be at 35. You know, you want to win 100% of them. But, you know, there's definitely, there were three of them that if we can get them back, then I think we got a chance not to extend those drives.
We'll go back to Gene on your right.
Adam, you guys got Louisville coming in. Obviously, they've been putting up some pretty impressive numbers. Malik Cunningham, I guess, initial impressions of them and a true, really good dual threat quarterback. What challenges does that present for your defense?
Exactly what you said. I mean, the Cunningham, he's been really good for that program for a number of years. And, you know, he's obviously, he's the most mobile quarterback that we've played against to date. I think he, you know, with what they do, how they put the ball in his hands on some, whether it's, you call them RPOs, whether it's nakeds, whether it's sprints, they're option football to throw the football or to run with the football. And he's shown enough arm talent over his career to put himself high in a proud program's quarterback ranking list. You know, so we got a lot of respect for him. I mean, he's a tremendous runner. He's got a very strong arm, and you know, he's been playing that offense for a number of years. So he's one of the top quarterbacks in the ACC for sure.
Coach, if your defensive backs play off, you're going to get criticized for not being aggressive. If you play them up and jam guys, you're going to get criticized for being too aggressive if things don't work out. What can you do in season? I know we've been asking for the last 10 minutes, but I mean, when it is coming back to the same individuals and it is technique, I mean, how much can you slam your hand on the table and try to get that fixed? I mean, can you go to a zone look? I mean, what are the sort of options that are practical and realistic here in the next 9 weeks to fix things?
Well, I mean, whether it's coverage, run fits, blitzes, whatever it is, like you're always trying to fix issues, right? Even when you're playing really well, like there's always something you think can happen. And, you know, it's my job to make sure that those fixes don't change the pieces that are working well too, right? But it's got to get fixed. So, you know, I'm not really, you know, criticize up, criticize off. I mean, at the end of the day, results are results and you just want them. You know, we all do. And so, you know, just making sure that we have a balance of challenging the routes that need to be challenged and we're in better position, or even when we're in position, you know, we're executing better and we're getting the ball on the ground. And, you know, so, you know, I'm working at it right now, making sure that we get, you know, that balance, because you can't be too far one end or the other. You know, you got to make sure that, you know, it's college football and these quarterbacks are good enough right now. If you just let them complete balls on you, I mean, those things will go. But at no point is it acceptable for the ball to be thrown and caught on the run and run in the end zone, right? Whatever coverage you're in, two guys on one or one guy on one. So we're trying to get the pieces right. We're trying to get them in the better position. But at the end of the day, when you're hip to hip, we've got to execute better.
It's 2 weeks in a row where Jermaine Johnson's had a really high number of just overall tackles. How's he playing, and is the effort kind of what you need to see across the board?
Yeah, I mean, he plays a lot, and he plays really hard, and he loves football. You know, and I think that shows up on the practice field, and it's showing up in production. And what it's done is it's created not just by him, but I think up front, you know, you had Derek McClendon with good production on Saturday. Keir Thomas played his best game. And I think Fabian's playing by far his best football since he's been here. And there's some other guys too. But, you know, I think he's created an expectation for himself, which has helped some of the others create higher expectations for themselves too. So I think he's still got good football. He's still got better football in him too. You know, I think we're starting to see it. We're definitely giving him opportunities to go show what he's capable of. And, you know, as importantly, you know, my challenge to him is for him to continue to push the envelope together, you know, for him to be able to push himself individually, but also, you know, take guys under his wing. And I think the harder he practices, the harder he plays, the better it's going to be for all of us. And he's doing it with a team mindset right now.
Younger guys, whether it's like a Joshua Farmer, Shaheem, Kevin Knowles, with these more weeks kind of practice going through and more game reps, are these guys that you think are being groomed, and can you groom them and have them available as the season kind of progresses?
Yeah, specific as one to those three guys.
I mean, those three guys mainly, but anybody that's a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's playing a lot. I mean, he's averaging about 40 snaps a game right now. So, I mean, as far as Josh Farmer, you know, I think, you know, we're rolling 40 tackles right now. You know, he's probably the fifth guy, and so he's not getting the reps. You know, he's got to continue to develop out there, but I'm happy with him. You know, Shaheem played against Jacksonville State. We're getting him ready to play in this game as well. You know, I think he's shown the physicality and the skills to be able to help us. It's just making sure that we've got him in position that he can help us more than the next guy in order for us to put him in the football game. So we're trying to get him ready for sure.